from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. KOAT Action 7 News in Albuquerque will host a 2020 debate for the 2nd Congressional District on Sunday at 4 p.m. The debate will include Republican candidate Yvette Hurl and Democratic incumbent Social Torres Small, and will be moderated by anchor Doug Fernandez and anchor Shelley Robando. Again, that debate on Channel 7 from Albuquerque at 4 p.m. on Sunday. The Carlsbad Mayor's Energy Summit went well and virtual for the first time ever on Thursday, and citizens were honored for their commitment to the community. Public Information Officer for the City of Carlsbad, Kyle Marksteiner, elaborates.
It's our second year to do what we're calling Spirit of the Oil Field, and we're just looking for folks to go out there and are good people, take care of their coworkers, focus on safety, work their tails off, and come home and more of the same, man. Just support the community, support their families, and you know, and so we had twice as many applicants this year as last year, and we had some good ones.
Among those honored for the Spirit of the Oil Field Award were Jacob Lujan, Stephen Dominguez, and Michael Heron. And honored with the Community Partners Award were Anthony Foreman and Clint Cohn. City of Hobbs Commissioner Dwayne Pennock is heading up a cleanup campaign for his district on Saturday. He elaborates.
It's just a cleanup to clean trash up in our neighborhood. I believe we have a bad problem in Hobbs with trash and litter in our neighborhood, so we're just trying to clean up the neighborhoods. It's going to be on Saturday the 26th at 8 a.m. in the morning, and we'll be meeting at the McAllister's restaurant.
Trash bags, gloves, and safety vests will be provided for all the volunteers. And then there's another volunteer event Saturday. It's the 2.2-mile Trump Fun Run, with everyone meeting at the Lee County Event Center. State Representative David Gallegos of Lee County tells us more.
But it's going to be starting and ending at the Event Center on the Lovington Highway. We just want to make sure the people got to the right location. And so they'll go 1.1 miles in one direction, then come back to the Event Center.
Afterwards, volunteers will go knocking on doors on behalf of the Trump re-election campaign. 37-year-old Robert James Blanco of Artesia was arrested and charged with criminal sexual contact of a minor after allegedly exposing himself to an 11-year-old girl at an Artesia residence, that according to Artesia police. According to the criminal complaint, the girl's mother and stepfather were not home during the time of the alleged incident. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.